Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. Gibson moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is walked intentionally. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata takes first base on ball four. DeCinces moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. There goes DeCinces. The throw from Parrish and DeCinces is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sakata fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sakata fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. DeCinces reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DeCinces moves to third. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Parrish and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Dower moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Dan Graham now catching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Graham and he is safe. Kemp steals third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGregor fires over to first and Murray drops the ball. That's an error on Murray. Jackson moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. DeCinces hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sakata is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dan Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Graham for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Joaquin Fuss takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to second. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Champ Summers pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Parrish moves to third. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Al Cowens pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Al Cowens now playing right field. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken pinch runs for Doug DeCinces. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will Cox fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Will Cox. Ripken moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Dan Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.